on. Please, baby. Please. I fucking asked you so many times. Don't make me get fucking snarky with you. No, because you're being an ass about it. You're not even being an ass. You're being a little bitch about it. You don't want to choke me? Like, I don't even get it. I slap you. I bite you. I scratch the shit out of you and you can't fucking choke me? I mean, I get it. I get it. It's a really dangerous thing. And if you go too far, I could pass out. Sometimes I want to pass out, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to wake up. No, babe, I'm telling you, like, I know how to do it the right way. Yeah. Yes. Let me show you. I've demonstrated on myself. Let me show you, though. Baby, please. Please do this for me. Maybe you don't understand. Maybe you don't fully understand what it does for me. You know I have anxious brain. You know, when... sometimes when you're inside of me, my mind is everywhere else, anywhere else. I'm thinking about work and projects and cleaning and family and friends, and I hate myself for it because you give me so much effort and I just can't even be present for you sometimes, but maybe when you choke me, it's like a instant neurological response. When I'm being choked, it cuts off the blood supply to my brain. Cuts off oxygen. So all my other senses are just heightened when you choke me. I feel you better. I feel you inside me. When you fill me. When you touch me. When you kiss me. I smell you better. I mean, you always smell lovely, but when there's no oxygen in my brain, you smell so fucking good. Like, I want to ravage you, and I want you to ravage me, and just let me show you how. I promise it's really easy. Okay? So, all you're gonna do is place your hand on my chest. Okay, right between my clavicle, my sternum, if you will. Now slide up to the base of my throat. All the way. Yeah, all the way until your palm is on it. Can you feel the vibrations in your hand as I talk to you? Yes. Yeah, just like that. My giggles too. You feel it, right? That's perfect, baby. Okay. Yeah, so your thumb is on one side, your fingers on the other. And then when I swallow, you can feel the base. That base, that middle part of your palm. When I swallow, you feel my Adam's apple on it. Yeah? Good. Oh, it's so good. Alright. So, you have your thumb and your fingers on the other side of my throat. I already feel you. That's why my voice is a little weak. It's a bit weaker than it was before. So I feel that pressure of you. Yeah. Yes. Yes, for the 1,000th time, I want this. I want you to fucking choke me. Cut off my air supply. If I can't breathe, then I can only touch and taste and smell and feel you. So do it. No. No, that's wrong. And that's why we're doing this. You don't want to put full pressure of your palm on my throat. What you want to do is just light pressure in the middle, and then you're going to kind of squeeze with your hand on my arteries. So make believe. Just make believe that your thumbs and your fingers want to touch. And you squeeze. That's perfect. Oh my God, that's so perfect. Can you feel my pulse? Can you feel my heartbeat through your fingers? Out on you, my love. I can still breathe. It's just strong enough to feel so fucking good. I'm all floaty and lightheaded, and that's fucking perfect. You did such a good job. So, now that you know what to do, next time you're inside of me, next time you're fucking me, I want you to choke me. No, I need you to choke me.